Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance each week to play a few things I think are extra special and occasionally put in something a little different, strange, a reading, or joke, a story. And I call those things Wombats. That's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And I do have a wombat tonight. In fact, the opening song is almost a wombat. It's by Annie Lennox. She sings it. She wrote it. She was asked to write this for a movie coming out a few years ago called A Private War. And it's a sad, strange, haunting song for me, and different from things I usually play. But it certainly speaks to me, and I feel the tempo of our times, the concerns and fears, that they come through strongly for me in this song. Requiem for a Private War by Annie Lennox.
Why do these cold stars burn bright? All these cold stars. These cold stars burn bright, all these cold stars. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Requiem for a Private War, performed by Annie Lennox. Change in mood here. This is traditional folk. Hi, said the blackbird, by the Corn Maze String Band.
Hi, said the blackbird to the crow. It's down in the plant beds we must go. It's been our trade of taking up corn ever since old Adam was born. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. How dow, 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 doodle dum day. Hoot said the owl with his head so white, a lonesome day and a busy night. Thought I heard some pretty gal say, cord all night and sleep next day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. How dow, 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 doodle dum day. Well, said the redbird sitting on a fence, once I courted a handsome witch. She got saucy and from me fled. Ever since then my head's been red. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. How dow, 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 doodle dum day. Now, said the bluebird as she flew, if I was young again, I'd have two. One gets saucy and from me go, I'd have a new string for my bow. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle dum day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. How dow, 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 doodle dum day.
That was Hi, Said the Blackbird by the Corn Maze String Band. Now I'm going to take you a little fantasy trip, almost a wombat. There's something called Morris dancing. It's an English folk music tradition. You might want to look it up in Wikipedia. I won't go into it now. It dates back to at least 1458. That's the first printed mention of it. But it probably goes back long before that. Well, where I was exposed to it was this summer camp I went to, Pine Woods Camp up in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And the opening night, often they'd have this, they'd gather the campers outside, maybe 100 of us or so, spread over a little hillside on dirt paths. And off in the distance, we'd hear this tune you're going to hear coming in from a distance. And a performing group, usually 8 or 10 people, all in costumes with bells and handkerchiefs and various other things, would come out and march around us in a little dance step, all to this tune called the Abbot Bromley Horn Dance. And they come out of the darkness from far away, and then they dance around us for maybe 5 minutes or so, and then off they'd go into the darkness again till you could barely hear them. So that was the Abbot Bromley Horn Dance, and this is the music from the Christmas Revels when they performed the horn dance one time. This is old English music.
Thank you.
That was the Abbott Bromley Horn Dance as performed at the Christmas Revels. Next up is a song called For What It's Worth, performed by Buffalo Springfield. Stephen Stills wrote this song, and this group performed it and made it famous. Since it's been covered by a number of bands, and I've played a number of versions on the show, but this is the original one that made it into the kind of anthem of our time in a way. For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn, and nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop, children, what's that sound?
That was For What It's Worth, performed by Buffalo Springfield. Next up is a song I've played many versions of on this show. It's called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? And the song was written by Pete Seeger, and this is a version of it with him singing it. I hadn't heard this version until just a day or so ago, and I like it a lot. I met Pete Seeger a number of times at different events. I was in Westchester County, north of New York City, and he lived up that way and went to various events, and I had two or three conversations with him, maybe 5 minutes at the most. Very nice guy. And he worked on various projects. One was cleaning up the Hudson River, and I got involved in that a little bit. Anyway, so this is Pete Seeger singing Where Have All the Flowers Gone? And I recently saw the movie A Complete Unknown documentary on Bob Dylan, and I hadn't realized what how close he and Pete Seeger were. The movie brought that out. So it had a character playing Pete Seeger, and I got to kind of relive my memories. Where have all the flowers gone?
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Girls have picked them, everyone. When will we ever learn? When will we ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Taken husbands, everyone. When will we ever learn? When will we ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? They're all in uniform. Oh, when will we ever learn? When will we ever learn?
That was Where Have All the Flowers Gone, sung by Pete Seeger. And you may have noticed he was playing the banjo very quiet in the background. I got into the banjo while I was in the college, and it was mainly or partly due to Pete Seeger, and that's why I took it up, and it's been my main instrument, although I'm really just a singer, never got that good at the banjo. But that was Pete Seeger on his long neck banjo. And next up is Shenandoah. Of course, Abingdon is in the Shenandoah Valley, and this is a beautiful song. This particular one is by a choral group that has a lot of harmony going on. It's called Voices 8. That's the name of the group. And I believe there are 8 voices. And so they really work that harmony. Shenandoah.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see.
Shenandoah by Voices 8. The next two songs tell the same biblical story, the prodigal son. And I have a little story about it. The first one is by Peter Amidon, and who was a young man in a family of singers that were in the area I was in. And the song was, for me, my story is that it was discovered, that's how I would put it, by a friend of mine, Lucy Simpson. She would take old hymn books and go through them and find a song she liked. And she found this one and made it popular. I don't know that it was that well known before Lucy brought it out. Maybe it was. In any case, Peter Amidon sings the song with a choral group and tells the story. And the next song will be by Rye Cooter, and it's kind of a rock version of the same story with a lot of the same words. So this is The Prodigal's Return by Peter Amidon.
Afflictions, though they seem severe, in mercy oft are sent. They stopped the prodigal's career and caused him to repent. I'll die no more for bread, he cried, nor starve in foreign lands. My father's house hath large supplies, and bounteous are his hands. What have I gained by sin, he said, but hunger, shame, and fear? My father's house abounds with bread while I am starving here. I'll go and tell him all I've done, fall down before his face. Unworthy to be called a son, I'll seek a servant's place. His father saw him coming back. He saw and ran and smiled, and threw his arms around the neck of his rebellious child. Father, I've sinned, but oh, forgive. Enough, the father said. Rejoice, my house, my son's alive, for whom I mourned as dead. Now let the fatted calf be slain, and spread the news around. My son was dead and lives again, was lost but now is found. Tis thus the Lord his love reveals to all poor sinners. More than a father's love he feels, and welcomes all who come. I'll die no more for bread, he cried, nor starve in foreign lands. My father's house had large supplies, and bounteous are his hands.
That was The Prodigal's Return by Peter Amidon. And now comes the same story and some of the same words. This time it's called The Prodigal Son, and the performer is Rye Cooter. And I think what's going on is a kind of a duet by the lead guitar, six-string guitar, and a bass guitar, the four-string. And they're just working together and making magic. Those of you who know an instrument better could probably tell me exactly what's going on here. Whatever it is, I love it. This is The Prodigal Son by Rye Cooter.
Yoo-hoo. Nice. Thank you.
his mind was not to obey. But after he left his father's house, he thought he had gone astray. And that's why I believe
The Prodigal Son, performed by Ry Cooter. Next up is a pretty well-known song, Both Sides Now. It was written, performed by Joni Mitchell, and both she and Judy Collins had big hits with this song, and a lot of people have done a cover. But this is going to be a wombat, and mainly so you can get the words. I think the words are important. I think it's beautiful poetry. And the performer this time is going to be me, and unaccompanied, so it's a cappella. And I think that hopefully you can hear the words very clearly, and that's what I'm putting it in as today's wombat. Both Sides Now, sung by Harry Baya.
Rows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel, as every fairy tale comes real, I've looked at love that way. But now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go. And if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all.
Both Sides Now, sung by Harry Baya, today's wombat. And now we're going to Rachel Hardy singing Scarborough Fair.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Seam nor needlework.
Scarborough Fair, performed by Rachel Hardy. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I really get excited about and occasionally stick in something a little different, like the earlier recording of Both Sides Now, that was today's Wombat. The next song is This Ain't My First Rodeo by Vern Gosden. And I always get a kick out of this song every time I hear it. This Ain't My First Rodeo.
Go. She's down in the bed and needs you so. And you don't know if you'll be coming home tonight or not. But honey, ain't your mama sick a lot? Lately, your head hurts every night. Could it be you wear your clothes too tight? You don't seem to hear or see a thing I say or do, then I know there's nothing I can do for you. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. This ain't my first rodeo. You're telling me you lost your wedding band. Somehow you say it slipped right off your hand. When I ask about those boxes stacked there by the door, you say it's just some old things you don't wear no more.
didn't make it all the way through school. But my mama didn't raise any fools. I may not be the Einstein of our time, but honey, I'm not dumb and I'm not blind. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show, honey. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show.
That was This Ain't My First Rodeo by Vern Gosden. Next up is Fields of Gold by Eva Cassidy. In my life, there have only been a few voices that I consider way better than everybody else, and this is one of them, Eva Cassidy.
Among the fields of barley, see you remember me when the west wind moves among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold.
Fields of Gold, sung by Eva Cassidy. Next up is The Irish Girl by Lisa Schneckenberger. On one of the music weekends I was on, we had a new performer show up, and it was Lisa. And she was a small young woman and played a beautiful fiddle, just a great, great fiddler. And I took her class, and then I heard her sing. And I decided, even though she was great on the fiddle, she was an even better singer. Anyway, this is one of the songs she does. It's called The Irish Girl. And she doesn't use the fiddle bow on this. She plucks the fiddle and plays it like an instrument, like you play a banjo or a guitar. So this is The Irish Girl by Lisa Schneckenberger.
As I roved out one evening down by the riverside, looking all around me, an Irish girl I spied. So red and rosy were her cheeks, and yellow was her hair, and costly were the robes of gold my Irish girl did wear. The first time that I saw my love, I was sick and feeling bad. All that I could ask of her was that she might tie my head. I asked her if one as bad as me could ever mind again. For love is a sore disorder, did you ever feel pain? Let the wind blow high and low, boys, let the seas run out. Seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. My love, she'll not come near me for all the moan I make. Neither will she pity me, though my poor heart should break. But if I were of noble blood and she of lower degree, she'd hear my lamentation and come and pity. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. My only love is fairer than the lilies that do grow. She has a voice that's clearer than any wind that blows. She's the promise of this country, like Venus in the. So let her go wherever she will, she's my joy and only dear. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, if the seas run mountains high. It is a seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. And if I were a butterfly, I'd light on my love's breast. If I were a it is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. Let the wind blow high and low, you boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty. to stand by. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by.
You just heard The Irish Girl, performed by Lisa Schneckenberger. The next song is If Love Was a River by Alan Jackson.
If love was a river and I was a drowning man, would you get in the water? Would you lend me a hand? If love was a river, would you sit on the land? If love was a mountain high above this town, would you climb to the top? Would you never look down? If love was a mountain, would you go around? Love may only so many times upon your door, and heaven only knows if it'll come back anymore. If love was a firefly sitting in your hand, would you laugh when it twinkled, let it go again? If love was a firefly, would you understand? If love was a party with everyone you know, would you dance if I asked you? Or would you smile and say no? If love was a party, would you even go? And love may only knock so many times upon your door, and heaven only knows if it'll come back anymore. If love was a fast train on a one-way track, would you turn in your ticket? Would you never look back? If love was a fast train, would you even pack?
If Love Was a River by Alan Jackson. And the last song on the show today is Just About Time for Me to Lay Down My Cross and Go Home by the Charlie Sizemore Band.
For many long years of travel I spent sharing sorrow and its pain, only a little longer in this dark valley to roam. Some wonderful morning the battle's all over with, the demon I swear there will rest. Just about time for me to lay down the cross and go home. Just about time for me to go home, to live in the city I shall inherit over the phone. I want to join in the victory song, standing in the midst of heaven's my throne. Just about time for me to lay down the cross and go home. faithful in service, doing my best. Only a little longer in this dark valley to roam. Some wonderful morning, the battle's all over with, redeemed by sweet little rest. Just about time for me to lay down my cross and go home. Just about time for me to go home, to live in a city I shall inherit over the phone. I want to join in the victorious song, standing in the midst of heaven's right throne. Just about time for me to lay down my cross and go home. Only a little longer in this dark valley to roam. When I come across this river, then no more my soul will roam. Just about time for me to lay down to cross and go home. Just about time for me to go home, to live in a city I shall inherit over the phone. I want to join in the victorious song, standing in the midst of heaven's right throne. Just about time for me to lay down to cross and go home.
Just about time for me to lay down my cross and go home by the Charlie Sizemore Band. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from WEHC at Emory and Henry, 90.7 on your FM dial. And now it's time to close out the show by getting you to join me in celebrating. So this is your chance. Get ready. Here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.